All right. Hey, everybody. Michael Matt coming to you from kind of a chilly day here in October. I just wanted to drop a quick video and let everybody know where we've been, because we've been out of commission since the Catholic Identity Conference, which, by the way, was a huge success. But here's where we've been. Check it out. I got my proof. I have finally had the opportunity to take a ride on the COVID bus, tested positive, along with my wife, all of our kids. The whole house is in quarantine at the moment. Not going too bad so far. We're on about day five, I guess. I just want to kind of let people know. I mean, the way I look at it, we spent the last 15, 18 months being terrorized by this thing. And when you finally do test positive, it's very surreal. And I'll admit, there are aspects of COVID that are strange, like the COVID fog. I got the COVID fog going right now. So if I seem a little foggy, you'll understand why that is. But I wanted to read this to you. This comes right from the state of Minnesota. It says, your results detect SARS-CoV-2. A positive test means that you are infected with COVID-19. Most people with COVID-19 have mild symptoms. Isn't that nice of them? I mean, I guess once you get it, then you start, you know, they start acting human about it. So they scare the living daylights out of you. And once you test positive, then, you know, we get the truth, because actually it is pretty mild. I'm not saying it's a piece of cake, you know, and we're certainly not out of the woods. We're on, you know, whatever, day five here. My wife has it. All of our kids have it. And I don't know where we got it. You know, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know how people figure out, you know, where it came from. It's everywhere right now. Our poor priest, he had a pretty bad case of it. Lots of people in our school and in our church group have gotten it, friends, neighbors. A couple guys called us after the Catholic Identity Conference, and they said, man, I'm afraid I might have brought the COVID to the thing. I tested positive the next day. Whatever. It's pretty hard to stay away from it. Everybody knows that. Matter of fact, I went to my doctor when I came down with this thing, and the first thing he said to me is, I've been down for COVID for 10 days, just got better. So it's everywhere. We've always admitted that COVID is a serious thing. Especially for those who are elderly or comorbidities, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows that. I'm not trying to dismiss this at all for people who have suffered or even lost loved ones over it. I mean, I know plenty of people have gotten sick with this. But I think what I just read to you there from the official Minnesota testing place is so true. Most of the time, most cases, it's going to be very mild. So what I wanted to do just briefly here today, you know, what can I do with this opportunity? We've been hearing so much about this for so long. When you get it, you're like, well, this is an opportunity. What should I do with it? And what I wanted to do for my friends and for all those of you who follow Remnant TV, if you're afraid of COVID, I wanted to just kind of just stop by and say hi, you know, and say, like, as opposed to that scary CNN thing where everybody who gets it, the plague, is going to die and you're next. And can you feel yourself already not being able to breathe and you're going to check out? That's not the way it is for most people. So I want to give you a new face of COVID. Mine. I'm right in the middle of it. Day five. Do I look terrified to you? Do I look like I'm on death's door to you? I doubt it. I might be a little foggy. But I'm not afraid, friends. And I'm not out of the woods. Lots of times they say the second week is the worst week. So who knows? Maybe I'm going to have problems being up in the hospital. I don't know. But you know what? I'm not afraid of that. And not only because I trust in God and I'm, you know, feeling okay, but also because I trust in the statistics, in the science. And the science says there's a 99.5% chance that we're going to be just fine here. And I think that's probably what's going to happen for most people. It is what's happening for most people. So we've been quarantining. I'll tell you what that's like. It's kind of fun, actually. Everybody, like I said, everybody had it. And my wife found out that one of our dear friends, she had tested positive, and she was worried about infecting her landlord or her, you know, roommates. So my wife said, come on over, we'll have a quarantine party. So we've been doing that, and it's kind of like that. We're all together, taking care of each other. We're doing the vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, and the zinc and the magnesium and everything else that you're supposed to do, including vitamin I, which if I put this on YouTube, we're not supposed to talk about. But man, am I glad I was on that for a couple of weeks. Vitamin I, which I got prescribed, by the way, from my doctor. I'm not eating horse paste. So we did all that. We've been doing all that together. We've been eating a lot of, you know, soup, and we all lost our taste right on schedule. Our sense of taste and smell is gone. But we spent a lot of quality time together. I'm serious. This has been COVID for me has been a welcome relief. I'm sleeping a lot, resting, and I needed the rest, recharging the batteries. We're praying together. We're playing board games. One of the biggest problems we have at the moment, we're running out of John Wayne movies. And that's not funny. That's no laughing matter. So we're going to find some more John Wayne movies. I think we're going to move into The Searchers probably tonight because we haven't seen that one yet. But it's been good. It's been really good. And I just wanted to kind of just touch base with everybody. You know, I know that this has been going on for so long, and there's such crazy going on because of it. What they're doing to kids right now over this. I just read today, old Joe Biden basically threatening the country, telling the governors to get ready to vax 5 to 11-year-old children. Why? Does anybody know the answer to this? Why? I was even listening to Fox Daytime. They sound as stupid as CNN. They're like, oh, gee, we can get our children vaxxed now. Of course, it's true that children aren't affected by it, they said on Fox Daytime. It's true that children aren't affected too badly by this, but we're going to do it anyway. Why would you do that? You know, my son Michael's 10 years old, loaded up with COVID right now. Our biggest trouble we're having is keeping him from going outside to play because he wants to run outside and play. He got to stay in and get better. He wants to go out there and shoot the bad guys, beat up on the bad guys, play nights and whatever else a 10-year-old does. You know, he's fine. Why in the world would I vaccinate my child, my 10-year-old? You see? So all these things have been going, piling up. We're seeing crazy like we've never seen before. And at least one thing that we should be able to do for each other by this point in the pandemic, we should be able to console each other that if you get this thing, you're going to be all right, because the vast majority are going to be all right. You know, as I say, I'm not afraid in the least about what the second week of COVID is going to do. We're going to continue to take care of ourselves. And we've done that. We've got friends who are helping us out, especially our good nurse Kathy, who's been really making sure we're doing the right thing on vitamins and nebulizers and all that kind of thing. You're taking care of each other, the community, the family taking care of itself in this time like this. And as I said, as far as quarantine, I'm a big believer in it. You know, my father years ago used to talk about that, where they'd, by law, you know, in the same city of St. Paul, they would have to hang the big quarantine sign on the front porch. You know, if a bad bug was coming through, everybody respected it. We respect it. We know that. If you get COVID, just like you get a really bad flu, stay away from people. It's all common sense. We knew this even before Dr. Fauci told us. We knew what to do. Our grandmothers knew what to do. We're doing it right now in our own home. So really, friends, for all of those of you who have suffered more with COVID, I'm sorry. And I know that's a big cross when it hits you hard. But I'm talking to everybody else who's still terrified of it. You know, you're not particularly old and you're in pretty good shape. You're young, you're, you know, families and whatnot. Please don't be afraid of this thing. Again, this is the face of COVID. I'm right in the middle of it. It ain't scary. We're fine, you know? So that's, I think, what they don't want too many of us to be talking about, because they want to keep the fear going, don't they? Right? For this agenda, which involves everything, including vaccination of the entire planet now, it all hinges on fear. And that's what they're doing, trying to scare us. So, I don't know, that's about all I got. I'll let you know how things go. And yeah, if you want to pray for us, I'd appreciate it. We want to get back in the game. I feel like there's so many things happening right now. And when you get COVID, it's a good idea to kind of, you know, stay inside and take care of yourself. So we're not really working too much. I will say this, though. Been working every day, reading, doing some work on the websites and so forth. One thing, I'll give you one little tip, one little COVID tip, which I think is really, really useful. Every single day that I've had COVID, I walk 5 miles every single day. I've done it at least once. And I think that's a big thing. Keep moving. I think that if you can keep going, and don't just give in on it. Because at any point during COVID, you can pretty much just jump into bed and go to sleep for 20 hours. Don't do that. Try to keep your schedule normal. Try to keep yourself moving. Keep active. And I think you're going to be a lot happier and get over it a lot sooner. So I think that's about all I wanted to say. Just thanks for your prayers and everything, for your support and for your patience, because you know, we're probably going to be down for the week at least, but we'll be back. And when we're back, we're going to bring a renewed spirit of militancy, I think, having gone through this thing now, finally lived through the COVID. I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to change my outlook as far as what I want to say about what they're doing to the world, what they're doing to people right now, in the name of this disease, which I am, all of which was just so avoidable, all of which is so politicized and contrived that it just really makes you kind of sick. So thanks for checking in. God bless everybody, and we'll see you real soon. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next time.
I'm going down to Charleston, through the shadow of the mountains this road winds, to close up towns, forgotten dreams and welcome signs fading far behind.